Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a beautiful Thursday morning, January 31st, 2008, when we've prepared the message both in written form and, of course, now sharing it through the podcast. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and each weekday morning, we prepare these messages to encourage others, although yesterday we were without power and couldn't do so. Today's message is titled, Other Allies. The scripture text is Luke chapter 9, verse 49 and 50.
Master, said John, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he is not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for whoever is not against you is for you.
An aspect we both enjoy about our present ministry is the way we observe God using a variety of people, programs, and churches to accomplish His purpose. We not only hear from people all over the world, but from those who voluntarily express their identity with a wide variety of denominational backgrounds. There seems to be a leveling in a writing ministry like this. Hopefully, these daily encouragement messages express biblical truth that all we who love the Lord hold in common.
Well, John was puzzled in our daily verse. This was not John the Baptist, but the Apostle John, who would later write the gospel bearing his name, his brief three epistles or letters, and finally his revelation of the end times. But he demonstrates an interesting character quality in today's text, which brought about a reprimand from the Lord, followed by a word of instruction. The attitude John displayed is common to our day, and I'm sure all throughout church history.
Well, it begins with an observation by John, and probably expressed by the other disciples. Master, said John, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he is not one of us. Well, apparently John and probably the other disciples had a hard time with someone working for God that wasn't in their group. Notice the phrase, not one of us. I assume by this he meant not one of the 12 disciples, who certainly were a distinct group of Christ's followers. However, even during the ministry of Christ on earth, we have a record of others in service for him, such as the 70 sent out.
I'm sure John expected Jesus to commend him for his effort to stop this uncommissioned outsider. Something to the effect of, way to go, John. You men are to keep this service exclusively in our circle.
But Jesus said, do not stop him, for whoever is not against you is for you. I've often wondered who this man was who was driving out demons in Christ's name. Had he been a disciple of John the Baptist? Perhaps he was associated with the 70. We just don't know.
But Jesus said, do not stop him. Is there a lesson for us here? I think so. God is working today, and not always in ways we understand. We can be like John and wonder why God seems to be working through groups or individuals who might be different in their technique, in their giftings, and they may even vary in their interpretation of the gray areas of Scripture.
Well, let both of us be clear that we must be in agreement regarding the clear black and white teachings of Scripture, which are non-negotiable. These doctrines are the very basis of which we build a common Christian foundation, no matter the name of our denomination. But those who might be smug or sanctimonious about their religious affiliations or denominations, they very well need to hear the voice of the Master today. Do not stop him. Whoever is not against you is for you.
Let's pray together. Father, we join our spirits with your spirit so that the whole world will know that we are one in you. We unite in purpose and oneness of heart as we go into the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to every region and every race. A people that is divided against itself will surely fall, but a people united by a common foundation, motivated by the same purpose, will be strengthened. We look to you as our head to impassion us with the desire to work together in rescuing the perishing as we trample down the forces of evil. As we exercise the virtue of love, our hearts are bound together in perfect unity. Amen.
Well, see, you've got an interesting little note at the bottom. I think a number of people identify with them. I'm going to ask you to share that as well today.
Today's devotional stirs up some painful memories as I think back of my immature faith as a teenager. I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the majority of students in my junior and senior high school years were either Southern Baptist or Pentecostal. Before school or during lunch periods, we had many heated debates about whether we could be eternally secure, which was, of course, the Baptist distinctive, or if tongues were still for today, which was the Pentecostal distinctive. I joined in many of those debates, and I can never remember either group winning a convert to their way of thinking. We were sincere in our walk with the Lord and wanted to see others come to faith in our school, but we were so divided in the distinctives of our denominational backgrounds that it fragmented our ability to reach friends who needed to surrender their lives to Christ. I believe if we had been united in the things upon which we agreed, which was far more than that which we disagreed upon, we would have seen greater numbers come to faith.
Amen. Well, that still goes on today. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. On the site today, we have a number of photos, a beautiful photo of a tufted titmouse by our friend Doris High, my favorite online photographer. I often see her using her photos now with her permission. Also have a few unique stories that we've come across, particularly since we're 2 days without an encouragement, a little bit of the experiences of our life that may bless you. We also have some suggested resources today, music that we feel supports the message. However, the main song I want to call your attention to really isn't related to the message, but I found it in the course of searching. I'd never heard it before, and I devote it especially today to our friends, and whether you know us personally, we'll call you our friend, you're listening, that may be going through a deep trial. The title of the song is Just Stand. And it's available both as a beautiful audio full version link, as well as a link that I'll just put up the lyrics to the song. And that's on the website today, January 31st, my word, already the last day of January, 2008. We need to tell you that, for if you're looking on the website any day but the 31st or tomorrow morning, the 1st of February, you'll need to scroll back or use the back button, previous message button, pardon me, to get to that message. Well, thanks again for joining us today, and may you recognize God wants to use you today as a servant of Christ. Amen.